Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to The Fringe A Bit,
episode number 41.
Good morning, it's so sunny today. How are you?
I know, it feels like spring's actually here. Honestly, how many weeks have I been desperate to say that, but I feel like it's actually arrived. And it's Easter, no, it's not Easter soon, sorry, I take that back. But it's like this Sunday, the clock's changed, and that's what I meant.
Yeah, I was like, calm down, you've got another month.
Oh, don't say that. Don't remind me about how far away Easter is.
Why, what, how far away it is? Why are you, of course, the bread, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot.
In a way, I need that month. I really need it to go slowly because today marks 2 months until the wedding and I can't be wishing months away.
How are you feeling?
A little bit stressed. I know we just had a bit of a pre-podcast chat, so I'm feeling a little bit like overwhelmed by things. I can't work out whether I'm really on schedule, really off schedule, but I've not had like hair or makeup. Need to try the cake. There's a lot of things I've not done yet, but I did publish a blog post this morning, almost letting off a bit of pressure steam. So I think if I'm not wasting time online, I can be productive. I will make it count.
We were just talking about this. Me and Liv were in just, I don't know, I think our pre-podcast chats, we probably should record them. They're always a bit sweary. Just like to get that off our chest. But I think we were both kind of, I don't know. I described it as internet fatigue. That I don't know.
I like that. I find
the more I'm on the internet, the worse I feel, the less I'm getting done. And I just need to remember to kind of like pop on and pop off. And that's absolutely fine. And it's all right if like maybe one day you're on it quite a bit, but then you're not on it for the next 2 days. Because I just don't think you can maintain, like, because the internet's new, isn't it, really? It's in its infancy. And I think I was maybe in a bit of a teenage love affair with it where I needed to see it all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas now I'm a bit like, well, you know, I might see you on Tuesday if I'm free.
Yeah, that is exactly it. It gets a bit heady, doesn't it? A bit like that kind of infatuation, but that sickness because it's the unknown. And then you're kind of a bit like, oh, this is a bit much. I've not been used to this. And then, yeah, you just end up feeling a bit like, oh.
Especially with things like weddings. And I think it's, you know, what we were talking about last week with comparison. You know, if you're not looking at other people, you're doing a great job. You've got everything. The boxes are getting ticked. It's methodical. You will have cake and you will have your hair done. But then once you start looking around, those people are kind of like spinning you out a bit. And also you're not getting anything done because you're looking at what they're doing.
Oh, completely. It's so ridiculous. And it's only when you detach yourself from that, you think, oh my God, why do I care? Like, why am I listening to people who don't know me properly and passing judgment? And then it's just so easy to like your perspective just shift and you're like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, well, I think these sunnier days help as well. I think you get to the end of every winter and my mental health, it maybe isn't the strongest because I haven't been doing anything that's that good for me, like getting out in the fresh air or like when the sun was shining through my window yesterday, I literally was like, I was going to say Mary Poppins, but she didn't really leap out of bed. I was more like Charlie's grandpa in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory when he finally leaves bed. That was me yesterday. Just like, look at the weather. I can do it. I'm on top of the world.
Honestly, this morning I nearly put on the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel soundtrack because it's got songs like, yet it's a good day for singing a song, like those ones.
We should literally have a buzzer. So 3 minutes, 58 seconds, that's how long we went without singing.
Oh, yeah.
We should literally have a buzzer and be like, ding, ding, ding.
But that's the thing. That's like, it's like those soundtracks that you think, oh, it really gets you going.
Oh, yeah. I've been listening to Mary Poppins, the original, ooh, in the shower. And it really puts a spring in my step. I keep thinking every now and again, I'm like, what if Jack came and listened to what I was singing to? But luckily he's like at work or downstairs, so it's fine. But yeah, moving on.
We've been carried away.
As always. What have I been up to this week? Oh, I've done quite a few things this week. You haven't asked me, but I will tell you.
I was on the bridge of asking you.
It's fine. I'm just desperate to tell everyone what I've been up to. I had a spring fling, which was a freelance dinner at Lucy's house, actually, Lucy Sheridan's. And it's the second one that we've done. And it wasn't really supposed to be like a continuous thing. So what happened was Laura Jane Williams, who, if you don't follow her on Instagram, please find her. She's hilarious. But she got a few of us together at Christmas as a bit of a kind of freelancers Christmas party, because we don't, you know, as freelancers, we don't really have that kind of thing, do we? But we had such a good time that at the Christmas party, Lucy was like, I'm having everyone over for spring. And then I was like, I'll have everyone over in summer. I don't know why we decided to do it seasonally, but 3 months can pass.
Can I join in the summer one? Absolutely.
You can, because I think it kind of is Laura's friends, or like kind of everyone Laura knows, which is lovely, because we've all kind of got to know new people, and we invited the same people to Lucy's, but Lucy had like a special guest.
Oh, can I be the special guest?
You can be my special guest.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry to put you on the spot there. I know that that's
not social
etiquette gone wrong, but I must ask.
I simply must. But it was really good because it was, you know, we do get to go to, you know, events and stuff, which I do really like. But there was something about I don't know, we just really got into it. We got to talking about website servers, taxes. We got talking about skincare, dresses, like those things. But then all those other things about being self-employed that you don't often get to talk to people about, because can you imagine if you went to an event, you were like, can I talk to you about your website server?
How are your taxes looking for this year? What about making tax digital? How are you sitting on that?
Yeah, exactly. But this is because we're together for like 24 hours because we stayed over as well. We really get through everything. Like by the time I went to leave, I was like, I've got nothing. Nothing that we've not shone a torch on. And I'm good for talking to you.
You've drunk me dry.
Yeah, you've literally, like, I've got nothing left to say. But if you are freelance, I would fully recommend. And as I say, I didn't know everyone that well. And it's nice to kind of push yourself out your comfort zone and meet new people. So I'd thoroughly recommend it for anybody out there that spends a lot of time working by themselves at home.
It looked absolutely heavenly.
It was.
It was the singing, obviously, that had me.
Well, Lucy lives in Jack said I need to call it the Peaks. I keep calling it the Peak District. And he said, well, you know, it's cooler to call it the Peaks. I don't know if he's winding me up or not. I can never tell. And
apologies to any listeners from the Peaks.
I mean, it's the Peak District, right? Oh, granddad. And like, it was rolling hills, all these sheeps, because Lincolnshire's really flat.
Sorry, so all these sheeps.
Sheep.
All these sheeps.
Oh my goodness, it's taken me 3 days to recover and I can't say sheep.
Sheep.
It was, yeah. And then there was a lot of dancing, but you know what, and I think you would have loved this, Lucy was fair throughout the whole thing. So everybody picked a song and we all went in order, and that went round about 5 times. I couldn't believe how she kept the democracy going.
Wow.
Normally that's when it all goes to shit, really, doesn't it? Like everyone gets a bit like, I want to listen to this, can you put this on? And Lucy was like, it's not your turn, you'll get your turn. I couldn't believe it. I was like, Lucy, the fact that you've managed to keep this bunch of rowdy women and actually one boy called Jack, like, playing fairly. It was like she was playing mum and she managed to make us all play fairly. We all got a turn. We all got to play our songs. It was great.
Well, kudos to Lucy.
Yeah, hats off. But yeah, there was a lot of, I can't remember what songs I picked, but there was definitely like a rendition of Queen Bohemian Rhapsody at one point.
I was going to say, I mean, I don't think it's going to be too hard to work out the songs you picked.
Well, also, and then I started like buddying up with somebody else. I was like, what song are you playing? And then kind of like was trying to infiltrate their song choice with my song choice.
Shame on you.
I know, but there was a lot of people and you had to wait quite a long time for your turn.
Yeah, it does require a bit of strategy, doesn't it? A bit of seed planting.
Yeah, it's like, well, I don't want to waste my song if you're going to play something like quite similar.
I guess you need to go, oh, do you know what song I've not heard in ages? Hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
I'm such an awful human. But that was on Friday. So the first day of spring was Wednesday, wasn't it? I didn't know. But when I woke up that day, it felt pretty spring-like. And then that was our spring dinner, which actually was a bit cold and cloudy.
You were like, I can feel it.
So yeah, has anyone got a cardi? Has anyone got some socks? Turned up in a linen dress. I think it was a bit much.
Oh, you loon.
What else have I been doing? I've also been doing a lot of tidying, a lot of sorting.
I have seen that. I've been very impressed. Do you know what? Yesterday I had a real sort. I actually, to the point where I got everything off the shelves in our living room, which I haven't touched since we moved in, and just dusted and rearranged them. And I was like, God, this is what people do that are good with interiors. They rearrange shelves.
Did you get to a point during the shelf rearranging where you thought, what have I done?
Do you know what? I didn't, only because there's not an awful lot on the shelves, but often I will. Like if I, for example, go to tidy out my sock and knicker drawer, I often empty it and then look at the state of it and think, I don't know why I've done this.
Like, it was fine as it was.
It was fine bulging out. Like, I really don't care about you enough. So things like that, I often feel that remorse. But for this, because it was quite dusty and I literally haven't done it in nearly 2 years, I was like,
wow.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't that dusty though. So, I mean, praise to me. But it was, no, it was due. But I was a bit like, how have I gone this long?
How many years? My grandma used to say, I think it's 5 years and it starts to dust itself. I think she made that up. But yeah, I think if you leave it.
I was 3 years away from being able to leave it. Yeah,
exactly. You shouldn't have touched it. Oh. Now you're going to have to dust that on the reg.
Rookie. Absolute rookie.
Yeah, I had remorse, sorter's remorse, when I, so I got a console table. I don't even know why it's called, like, is it for Sega Mega Drive? That's the only console I know.
I was going to say that. I was like, oh, is it because PS2?
I have not bought a table for Jack's Xbox. But it's a dressing table. But when I remember this quite vividly. When I was pregnant, there's a certain point where it kicks in and it's nesting and nothing went unsorted. Like if you've been like wanting to like darn your socks or reheel some boots or get some keys cut, like it all got done. And so Jack built this dressing table kind of thing for me. It was like over 2 years ago. So his woodwork skills have got a lot better and we didn't necessarily choose the right wood and it's all kind of like coming apart. So I decided to get a new, you know, something nice and new and that'll go in the garage with Jack's tools on. But halfway through, I was like, what have I done? Like this was like four massive shelves going into these three tiny drawers. And I was, yeah, the remorse of starting was just.
Oh, it's too much sometimes.
Yeah, I just wanted to send that back and just keep what I'd got. And it didn't really matter if it was falling apart. It was fine because the sorting was too much. But I got there. I did it. I Marie Kondo'd it.
Your place looks gorgeous. I'm really impressed by the sorting that's been going on. I think it's this time of year as well, though, when it's like sunny and you can have the windows open. You just think, I just need to dust everything off. Open the windows, do a bit of a spring auld lang syne, just get it all out.
Oh, yeah. I really love a spring sort. One of the reasons is that my friend, I'm not going to say who because it's a surprise. She asked if she could come to my house and take some pictures because she, you might be able to guess on this, but she does a renter's interior series. So there was only a few things that I needed to really finish off in the house. And that's been a really nice deadline. Like instead of a baby, just having someone, you know, it's much easier than being pregnant, just having someone come around to your house in a couple of weeks. So I've just ticked off those things and it's actually been a really nice deadline. She was like, you didn't have to do that for me. And I was like, I love a deadline. Love a list.
So I did see your list on story. Sorry to interrupt. And
no,
I did screen grab it because I was like, I feel inspired to create a list because you forget otherwise all the things you've got to do.
Yeah, and you lose focus as well. You know, like if you go into TK Maxx and then you come out and you're like, I really didn't need that.
Yeah, it's so true. Like if you're in H&M Home, I go in there and I know there's things I need, but I forget when I'm in there what I need. I'm just like, oh. Candles. I'm like, definitely don't need any of those. But a waking up bowl, however, let's talk about it.
Things I'm banned from buying: trinket trays.
Oh, don't.
And mugs.
Oh, not allowed. Oh, say, yeah, yeah.
But they're the things when I go into places like, you know, H&M Home, and I'm like, oh, trinket tray. Do not need another trinket tray.
I'm like, oh, I need trinkets for my trinket tray.
Yeah. Whereas if you've got the list, you're like, right, no. Oh, yes, that one thing that I needed that's actually going to make my life a lot more functional. That's fine.
Oh, I hear you.
Shall we move on to Teletalk? Tell me what you've been watching, because I've got quite the list.
Okay, I've got three things, which feels...
Oh, I've got three. Fair. Oh,
how controlled. Okay, so I'm going to start in chronological order. So last Monday evening, I was invited to see the preview of season 5, episode 1 of Line of Duty at the BFI with the BBC. And... Oh.
Right, because you know sometimes I live on, like, planet... not a clue what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard of Line of Duty, but that's about it.
I did think it was like I know it's not totally your bag. It's basically a British corrupt police drama.
Oh, it looks tense. It sounds tense.
Oh, yeah. It's brilliant, though. Like, it's not scary.
What series have there been?
This is the fifth, so there's four series. I think they've each got about six to eight episodes each. That are an hour long, but it is brilliant. Like, we saw the first episode, which I won't give any spoilers away to, because it does not air until this Sunday. But this is a notice to say it is back this Sunday, 9 o'clock BBC One, but it's amazing. And I need to watch, I've not watched all of them. This is the only problem. I've watched series 4, because that's when I got into it, which was not last year, the year before. And the other three are on Netflix, and I've started series 1. So I'm not totally up to date, but you can, I feel like you can start as and when you wish. Like, it's not, I think there are themes that run throughout that kind of connect things, but it is possible to start wherever you like. But it was very, very good. Indeed.
Yeah, I know people like really, really like it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just one of those things, you know, where all of a sudden I'm like, what? Taylor Swift exists. People are like, yeah, where have you been? I mean, I do know that Taylor Swift exists, because June's favourite song is, she calls it Piggies, but she actually means Shake It Off.
Oh, where did she get that from?
Have you seen Sing, the animated
pig
song?
Oh, okay. I was thinking,
yeah.
I don't understand the connection there at
no,
all.
No. So she's seen that scene, and every now and again she's like, Piggies. Oh. And I'm like, you mean Taylor Swift, Shake It Off, but it's cute, so I'll let you carry on.
Oh, she's becoming more and more like me with every day.
Oh, honestly, you two would be best friends at the moment. Her choice of music is horrendous. Actually, no, Jack's. I think I might have said this last week, Jack's brainwashed her to say, what music do you want on? And June goes, Bob Dylan.
Oh, wow.
I think he spent 2 solid days working on that.
I like that. I'm very impressed. Good job, Jack. The other thing I watched was, I can't remember what day it was last week, and I'm actually desperate to find out because I can't wait for episode 2, but it was Married at First Sight.
Ooh.
And it is my favourite programme.
Is that Channel 4?
Channel 4, a Channel 4 goodie, 9 o'clock. I can't remember what day, which is useless. I feel like it was between Tuesday to Thursday.
Right, it was on the 20th of March, which was Wednesday. Watched it on Wednesday.
I watched it on Wednesday. So I watched Married at First Sight on Wednesday. It was a new series. I don't know why I keep chopping and changing between season and series, but that's the kind of spontaneous person I am. And it was amazing. There are 2 couples featured in this first episode. It kind of mainly focused on the first couple, which was a man called Jonathan and a girl who I cannot remember the name of.
Steph.
Oh, amazing.
I've got the information up.
You've got the info up, and I love it. I always feel like it's such a weird program, because me and Joe were talking about it, and I was like, you know, I feel like with first dates, they always get it right. And Joe was like, well, yeah, because the volume of people applying is so much higher. Whereas obviously with something like this, the amount of people will be less because people aren't as willing to just get married. And I was like, you're so right.
This is why I'm marrying you.
This is what, you are so wise. I really like Jonathan. I really, really do. And I was like, I found him quite endearing. And then there were just so many points that I was just like, oh, I don't know if this is going to work already.
Oh.
I was just like, he was really lovely. Like, he seemed really, had a love, like, just really seemed like a kind person. But all his friends, every single one of his friends was a woman. Everyone. Which I don't know if I was passing an early judgment there, but on his stag do, it was like a hen party. And I was just, I found that quite curious, not to pass judgment because everyone can be friends with whoever they like, but Steph seemingly had a lot of trust issues. And I was like, curious. This is an interesting dynamic.
I just, oh, me and Jack were talking about this. We were talking about this in the kitchen yesterday. Not this in particular, but I was like, I'm so glad that I'm marrying you after 10 years because I feel like I know what's happening. I know what I'm getting.
I know what's going on inside of there.
Yeah, I know, you know, how irritating it is when you leave your shoes out and, you know, you never rinse the sink after you've done the washing up. I mean, I'm glad that you've done the washing up, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah. But, me and Joe had this chat. So men clean to 90%, I think. They'll do a
I mean,
job.
There's a generalisation. Just want to caveat that. But, you know,
most men clean to about 80% if they're going to clean. Like you say, they'll do the washing up, but they won't wash the sink afterwards. You're like, you're so close. You're so close.
Yeah, Jack's not into like picking just like random things off the side. Like, because I just feel like my main job in life is walking from one room to another with like things in my arms.
Yeah.
And then putting them away.
You're the Velcro.
Yeah. I might just get a Velcro suit and just start rolling around and like picking these bits up. And then at the end of the day, just like picking them off into a basket and seeing how many there were.
Yeah. There's
a game show.
This is what wasn't quite completed.
So is it series one that you've watched, Married at First Sight?
Yes, only the first episode. So it's on again this Wednesday and they're focusing on the next couple. But
who are called Verity and Jack.
Spot on. Spot on. Look at us with our facts. But yeah, no, I really, really love it. It's one of those ones you kind of watch with your hands over your eyes because you're a bit like, oh my God, it is a bit of a shocker. But I just love that kind of television. It's so right up my street.
Yeah, no, I think I'm going to get involved in that. You've sold it to me.
It is really good. It's worth catching up on. But then afterwards...
I was going to say, what's your third offering? But you're already giving it
away. So basically, we finished watching Married at First Sight and then we were just chatting afterwards and then it rolled on to the next programme, which is called Mums Make Porn.
I was just about to say, so I'm on Channel 4's website, just scrolled down. I was on that page and it said, people also watched Married at First Sight USA, 7-year switch. Mums Make Porn. And I was like, sorry, pardon, can I just back up?
So that's what we watched. We just sat there and we were like, oh, we'll give this a go then. And honestly, I quite enjoyed it. I liked where it came from in the premise of it.
I mean, so the blurb they've got, shocked by hardcore, I can't even say it. Let me pull myself together. Shocked by hardcore porn online and its impact on their kids' generation, 5 ordinary mums decide to make their own porn movie. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm watching this.
That is literally what happened. And just the kind of topics that came up with how it influences relationships and like the education around it from a really young age. And it spoke to lots of young people about when they first accessed porn and how it kind of made them feel about themselves and relationships. And like a lot of the messaging was really interesting and it kind of unpicked a lot of themes and things that I think actually that's so true, especially as a parent, like things you probably are quite aware of. But no, it was just really, really interesting. They haven't made it yet, their film. So I'm quite interested to see what it's like, but
I am 5 seconds away from hanging up the phone and going to watch it. Like, I'm really intrigued.
Like, it was such a good group of mums as well. Like, everyone like had a really different viewpoint on porn. Like, some women were really like watched it quite regularly and watched quite a diverse kind of selection of things, and other women were quite like against it and never watched it. So it was quite like a nice perspective of different people who kind of. Like, some were really super like into it, some were just like a bit like, oh God, like frightened of it, which I think is also a really normal thing because it's quite overwhelming and it can be like a bit like, oh God.
I think my thing about porn in general, like, happy for everyone to watch it, happy for everyone not to watch it, but I think if you don't sit down and talk to your child about it and give it any kind of context, I think that's when it can cause problems, as in, and I can only imagine the conversations. You know, they're really tricky, but, you know, if that's your first instance of sex,
yeah,
and that's normal, I just think And then also you've got access to it 24/7. So, you know, maybe we should do a whole topic on this, or maybe not. Maybe it's a bit too intellectual for us. But I just think that then you're going to get desensitized, and then you're constantly looking for, like, maybe, and that's, well, not everybody, but for some people with certain personalities, you know, they could be looking for, like, another fix, and then, you know, they might go off into other areas that are maybe a bit more damaging. I don't know. I just think there's so many different ways of looking at it, but I think it definitely has to be talked about, because that wasn't around when we were kids. I remember, you know, a Cosmopolitan being passed around the back of the bus. I think there was all these penises. I'm not really sure why. Really sticks
to my
mind.
I do remember the magazine. They had
maybe it was more actually.
They
that
had was a sex position of the week. And they'd have like a Barbie doll and a Ken doll, like reenacting the sex position of the week. And I remember seeing that and thinking, wow.
Yeah, but also that was probably quite irresponsible as well, because that, you know, looking at things like that, it's just all miseducation, isn't it? You know, if teens or preteens are going to have access to something, like, it needs to be like, well, this is porn, and here are the good aspects of porn, and here are the negative aspects of porn, and this is like a 360 view of, like, the whole situation.
Oh, completely. And that's why, like, I really did enjoy this program for almost introducing that conversation to a mainstream, because I don't think a lot of people have those conversations, or know when to have those conversations, or maybe a bit prudish to have them, or scared to have them, because they're like, perhaps if we don't bring it up, it won't happen, or they won't come across it. I feel like, because we're like the last generation to live without the internet, it's very much something that, you know, I feel like even with like Facebook and everything, when I first had a phone, everything felt like it was introduced to me at a really organic right time. Like, I first got a phone when I started secondary school, and that didn't have the internet on it. And it was about 13, 14 when I got the internet. And that is kind of when I would think would be a nice time to introduce someone to it anyway. But obviously now children get it from the word go, because it's just part of everyday life. And like,
well, I don't want to sound like an old person, but I didn't get my first phone until I was 16.
Yeah.
Nokia 3310.
That's
thanks very much.
Yeah, but that's it. Like, I literally had it so I could text my mum when I got to school and when I got home. And it was like 40p a text, and that's what I did.
Oh God, text, remember a picture message? They were extortionate.
I know. My credit would go,
whew. Oh, credit. And then you had to go and top up.
Oh, no.
I'm going to move on, because I just sound so old, but I might sack off Married at First Sight. And my new priority is Mums Make Porn. I don't know why the title's making me laugh so much.
I know. I think we both know why the title is quite a funny one. It makes you think there's something else going on.
And oh, it's the little picture as well. I don't know. Look, at the end of the day, I'm British, and I will find these things funny.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, I bet you'll never guess what I'm going to talk to you about telly-wise. Well, you might, because I actually told you earlier.
Well, I know you've been watching lots of This Is Us, which I'm still desperate to start.
Yeah, no, don't talk about that. The wounds are healing.
Okay,
slowly.
Okay, I won't mention it.
The Voice.
Oh!
Yeah, so I went to put the telly on. June was having a nap.
It was an accident, I promise.
No, it was an accident. So yesterday we were at the supermarket by 10 a.m, which is my like a parenting thing that I'm really proud of. Just because, you know, you're up so early that you've like you're literally looking at your clock waiting for the supermarket to open. You're like 9:32. 28 more minutes. Anyway, so we got back, June had gone for a nap, and I was like, I'm going to catch up on Queer Eye. Anyway, The Voice was on just before I'd switched over to Netflix, and I was in. Ooh. We're at the quarterfinals, which I actually think is a great place for me to start. And I do remember watching the very first series of The Voice and was like, I'm quite into this because, you know, it's all about The Voice, which I think is a bit more of a nicer way to judge people than...
The Face.
Yeah, The Face. So it was a quarterfinal and it was Jennifer Hudson is one of the judges. And I forgot that I love Jennifer Hudson. I'm sorry, Jennifer, if you're listening. I forgot how much I love her. Like, she's
great.
I love her. And so there's Tom Jones, Ollie Murs. I think Ollie's just happy to be there. And Will.i.am. And I enjoy Will.i.am as well. And so I'd missed Ollie's group, actually. So each judge had got three acts left. And those three acts were playing. And then the judge had to pick one to go through to the semi-finals. And then the audience saved one from the remaining people that were left. But the reason that I started watching was Jennifer had these, it was a girl band, and they were quite country, but I just really enjoyed the energy of it. I was like, I don't like this music, but I like what's happening. And also throughout the whole Voice, as I was like thinking about, talking about on the podcast, I just really enjoyed the types of people that were on there. There were like different shapes, different sizes, different races. Like it was really, it was a good mix of people. It wasn't just like, you know, here is one type of person. There was just a real mix of representation, and I really loved it. And also they were really talented.
I love the Liverpudlian girl.
Oh yeah, I can't say too much because I don't really want to say if they're there or not, but she is in Will.i.am's group, wasn't
yes.
she? Was she in... No, she wasn't in Will.i.am's group. She was in Jennifer's group.
Maybe.
I'm confused now. I've got some notes because I knew I'd forget. So started off with Jennifer's group. That was great. Then Will.i.am's group. There was a guy called Emmanuel who sang a gospel song. Oh, my God.
Was it amazing?
It was incredible. Him and his, you know, they do the sob story, but I was into the sob stories. You know, I'm here for them. And him and his mum used to, you know, share a bed, and they used to be like not very well off, but he would just love the lyrics of this gospel song, and he sang it. And, you know, just like, I think on X Factor sometimes I'm like, well, they can sing, but they're trying, like, as Jack says, they're shouting. But like there was a few people on The Voice where they just opened their mouths, and that was just like natural, raw talent.
Yeah.
So Emmanuel was incredible. And then Christina sang a Beyonce song, and this is how on Planet Charlotte I am. I mean, I've never heard that Beyonce song in my life.
What song was it?
I don't even know. I'll tell you a lyric in a second. But no wonder everyone likes Beyonce. I mean, the lyrics were sensational. Let me find out what song it was. Oh, Pretty Hurts by Beyonce.
Okay.
I don't know what album it's on. But one of the lyrics was, it's the soul that needs the surgery. Basically, it's all about, it doesn't really matter like what you look like. It's on the inside that counts. And I was like, no wonder Beyonce is popular. There is no wonder with lyrics like that.
You're like, why are people not talking about Beyonce more?
Oh, sometimes I just feel so old and on a desert island. And then Jennifer Hudson kept throwing her shoe on the stage every time she like reached a new level of appreciation, which I might start doing. Like next time you tell a really funny joke, I might just whip my shoe off and like throw it on the floor and be like, that was hilarious.
Oh my God, I like that.
Yeah. And then Will.i.am had Nicole Scherzinger. Jennifer Hudson had like a really cool guest judge as well. And then Tom Jones had James Arthur. And I was like, well, where has James Arthur been since X Factor? Oh, is he popular now?
Well, then you sit on your laptop Googling James Arthur, like finding out what he'd been up to.
Well, I didn't, because I just thought, if I'm going to be Googling anybody after this, I'm going to be Googling Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That hidden, that undiscovered artist we love.
But one thing, and I said this to you, earlier, I haven't watched adverts, like TV adverts, because I watch Netflix most of the time or like catch up. And I was shocked. I mean, people have got some cheek to be moaning about advertising on Instagram when I've seen loads of telly advertising. It's a shocker.
Oh yeah.
I think the Lidl flowers advert stuck in my head quite a lot.
Particularly offensive.
Yeah, well, just the links are really bad. Well, it's cold hard selling, isn't it? But you're just like, wow. And then because I said that to Jackie, he linked me to this Al Pacino advert that he'd done with Dunkin' Donuts. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
I'll send it to you after this and I'll put it in the show notes. But I mean, my goodness, Al. What was going through your mind?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
He really likes donuts and wanted like a lifetime's free supply.
I mean, I'm sure he got more than just a lifetime's free supply.
That's what Jack said.
So, Al, we've got a deal for you. We want you to be the face of our advert and we'll give you lots of donut. Brilliant. Brilliant.
But yeah, so next week I'll be watching the semi-finals of The Voice and I'm invested. Oh, really wow. Invested.
Next Saturday night, I will not bother you, I promise.
I don't even know when it's on because I was watching the replay.
I think, yes, yeah, it seems like a Saturday night gig.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
You're talking as if it's this like indie underground show you've just discovered on like a streaming site.
This is what happens. Sometimes I live in my little bubble and then I'm like, oh, Beyonce.
You're like the voice. It's this great concept of this singing show where people sing and you don't see their faces and you're not judging appearance. I can't believe it. You're like, Charlotte, is that The Voice?
Yeah. But I do think they have an incredibly better caliber than X Factor. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember anyone that's been on X Factor in the last few years.
Yeah, but The Voice, I would have given them all a record deal. Well, actually, apart from two, but I won't go into it.
Okay, don't go into it. What else have you been watching?
Queer Eye.
Oh, yeah.
So I watched Out of Order, didn't I? I watched episode 1, episode 2, and then episode 5. I've now watched episode 3, episode 4, somehow missed episode 6, and watched episode 7.
Okay.
Am I just old now? Do I just need help with everything?
Netflix literally offers you the opportunity to watch things in order. Like, it will play the next episode for you.
I don't understand. So episode 3 was incredible. It was about two sisters, one called Deborah Little Jones and Mary Shorty Jones. And they were pit masters and had a barbecue joint. And they were just... At first, I was a bit like, I'm not really sure they want the Fab Five to help them. Like, I think you might all need to leave. Like, I think they're fine. But actually, they really did. But I think that they just haven't ever looked after themselves. They've always kind of like put their family first and their business first, that it just took quite a while for them to be like getting on board with it. And the transformation, like mentally, physically, to their business as well. I mean, it was such a good episode. And then episode 4 was Robert Hitchcock, who was a nurse at a psychiatric ward, and he had a girlfriend, Jamie, and was getting married on the Friday. But Karamo this season has been doing such good work with people's like mental states. So he recorded the first 30 minutes of meeting this guy, and he took all the sound bites and took him to a dance studio. And he basically sat him on a chair and he thought he was there to dance. I would have been a bit upset, actually. I'd be like, I thought I was here to tap dance. And Karamo played him the first 30 minutes of their meeting and all these sound bites. And it was 30 minutes of self-deprecation, but like to a level of almost like self-abuse. He was just, it was heartbreaking. And then Karamo like did his thing. But it was, yeah, I just feel like, put it this way, I think Karamo should be paying way more than Anthony's being paid this season, because especially on the third episode, because they were the two sisters, they had their own sauce. Like Anthony didn't cook a thing. Not a thing.
I feel like this series you're getting more angry Anthony than you ever have before.
No, it's fine because, you know, he's cuter than ever. His t-shirts are nicer than ever. At one point in series 4, he was sat holding a baby. Oh, wow. And it was beautiful, you know, and that's what he's here for. But I've not seen the man do a lot of cooking.
Yeah, like that. He should be the t-shirt expert.
Yeah, like, you know, he keeps turning up in places with vests and shorts and that's fine, you know. He's bringing something to the table, but he's not cooking.
You're like,
And then episode 7 was about a guy called Thomas who was about to turn 21 and his sister Chrissy, and they lost their mum, so you know, cue floods of tears for me. But Jonathan said something, so they'd got him all like done for his 21st birthday party, and he was like, we've got a stage 5 clinger, honey, and it was just, just love that man. I love that man so much.
So brilliant.
So I've really been having lots of fun with Netflix. Netflix's been having quite a lot of fun with me playing Queer Eye Out of Order. I think I've got 2 episodes left.
Okay, I need to catch up. I'm desperate.
You really do. And then the other thing that I've been watching is Turn Up Charlie with Idris Elba.
Ooh.
So it's one of the, it's like an, you know, an anecdote to all the intense TV that I watch. It's like 26 minutes an episode. It's got Idris Elba in. It's quite kind of lightweight in terms of emotional investment. And he is a DJ who used to be quite successful. And then he's got some DJ friends who are really successful. I mean, if anything, this program makes me never want to be a DJ. And then he becomes the nanny for their problem child in air quotes, because the parents have done quite a lot for that child to be a problem. But he becomes the nanny or the manny for the daughter. And I think I watched 5 episodes.
Mm.
Just really nice, really enjoyed it. Yeah, and I just kind of liked the way they showed off London. Like, they've been to Liberty, been to Camden. Just London's a really nice backdrop. And I've never seen it before, but I kind of see why people like Idris Elba. At one point, yeah, he had a white t-shirt on in a pub, and I was like, oh, never noticed that before. Never really, you know, can see why people like Beyonce and sing to Beyonce and fancy Idris Elba.
You're like, oh, hello. Oh, come on, Charlotte. I can't believe this.
Well, yeah, I can't explain myself, okay? I'm a bit weird.
I can't think what you're going to say next week. You'll be like, I've just discovered. What are you going to discover next week that's, like, already mammothly popular?
I don't know. I really don't. Maybe a cappuccino. I've never tried. I've had coffee once.
You'll be like, oh, so I was listening to the radio and I was on Gold and they played this band and, oh, and they've got, I can't even think.
I know every band on Gold. Thank you.
Don't patronise me.
I know all those old rockers. Yeah, we'll wait and see next week. I might have, I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell you. I can't predict the future.
I'm excited to see what you're going to be introduced to next week. So what I would like to be introduced to, though, Charlotte, is what you have bought this week.
I haven't bought a lot this week. But one thing I have done this week is started sorting through photos. And one thing I've got is I've ordered a big print of a picture that I took in New York years and years and years ago. And, you know, the Imagine mosaic in Strawberry Fields in Central Park. I went to take some flowers there to like lay them down. Basically, I went to Strawberry Fields and it was really busy. And I was like, this isn't quite the experience that I wanted. I just wanted to go and kind of reflect and sit down on my own. So I went back the next day and took some flowers and like did like a little like floral art installation. It wasn't like a thing. I just like laid them down. I didn't really think about it. There was literally nobody there. And that's kind of what I wanted. I just wanted to go and sit and not be bothered. So I went and I did that. And there was a guy playing some music. There was me, him. And then unbeknown to me, there was another couple there. And they were they photographed me like laying down the flowers. But I did not know they were there. Like, I thought it was just me and this guitar player because it was quite early in the morning. And then they came over like afterwards. I sat on the bench and had a bit of a cry. I think it was close to like I'd lost somebody. I'd have to. Obviously it was really significant to me because I can't remember, but I had like somebody had just died and I just like just wanted to have a bit of a cry. So I had my cry and then they came over and I'm like, oh, we just took a picture of you laying down the flowers, like we think it's really sweet, do you want it? And then they emailed me it, and anyway, that's not the picture that I'm getting printed off, but I already have that in like a little version. But it's just the picture of Imagine at Strawberry Fields with the flowers around. And I managed to find a really, really high res version that had like 11,000 pixels.
Whoa.
And I've got that sorted and printed and it'll be here in a few days. So that is one thing I've bought. And it's something I've been meaning to do for years. Because I'm just trying to get through my pictures. Because now I've sorted the house out, I can see that the walls are a bit bare or we don't have enough pictures around. So I'm just trying to get through various things that I wanted to get printed and sort through all of that, really. So
where did you get it printed, may I ask?
Printed.com. They're very good. A lot of people, you know, would go to Moonpig or things, but I like printed.com. It's cheaper. And Moonpig, I didn't mean Moonpig, I meant Moo. but they do print out you can get some really nice prints printed there in different sizes. So yeah, I got it done there.
Oh, good to know. Oh, I bet that'd be gorgeous. I bought a photo album at the weekend, actually, to do something similar. Just while I was in Selfridges, and it was one of the ones, I think I've got them in Oliver Bonus as well. They're like coffee table-y ones. And it says like life in pictures or like friends and family. Like they're really beautiful, but I've just got so many film pictures that just don't live anywhere. And I was like, we really need to start like either printing pictures, framing them, because I think now we have all these lovely prints on our wall, very motivational quotes and things, but no family pictures or anything. So it's like trying to dig them out of your phone and get them actually printed.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's kind of what I've kind of thought, because I said to Jack, I said, what do you think to the house? Obviously, like, you know, I ask him if he likes things, but he said to me, you know, I'm not that bothered about interiors. If I had a really strong opinion about something, I'd let you know. But I said, oh, you know, how's the house looking? And he was like, great, like, but we really should get more pictures out. And I was like, oh, how dare you. And then half an hour later I was like, yes, you have a point, and let's do something about that.
I had a great time like print sticking into it yesterday. Joe was like, are you using print stick on the photos? I was like, they're literally sitting in drawers. I was like, yeah. Yes, I am.
Let's stop being precious. Like, yeah, they've been collecting dust, doing nothing, and I am putting print stick on them. Yeah.
I've saved a few to frame, so I need to buy some frames now. It's getting frames up. It's the process between getting a print, getting a frame, getting on the wall. It just takes me so long.
It's involved. It's so involved. Because I totally feel you. Because you're like, yeah, I've got the print. Then you're like, oh no, it needs a frame. Oh God, now I've got to get it on the wall.
I know.
That's like a 6-month process.
Too much effort. Have you bought anything else this week?
No, I haven't. I've been really good. I have scheduled in a wardrobe sort because I've been quite busy work-wise and socialising recently, which really makes the balance go off is when I try and have a social life. And I just know my wardrobe needs a sort. So I'm going to do that mid-April and I'm going to be ruthless.
Have you blocked out? How long have you blocked out to do it?
2 days.
Oh yeah.
But, I mean, like over the weekend, you know, so Jack and June will be around. We'll probably go for a walk, but I'm like, that's getting into it because I just want to do a really good job. And so I want to do that and then see if there's a few bits that I might need, because obviously I do the big wardrobe switchover. So I put all my winter stuff away and bring all my summer stuff out. And I love doing that because the excitement, you're like, oh my God, I've not seen you for a few months.
I know.
Isn't she gorgeous?
It's like going shopping, but then you like everything and it's all in your size.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And also, I also find that's really useful because I'll be like, oh, actually, I'm not that excited to see you again. So if not, get you sold, off you go to a new home and somebody else can love you.
Exactly. You're off.
So yeah, so I'm trying to not impulse purchase anything, and I'll report back mid-April.
Oh, I'm excited to see how this pans out.
Yeah, have you bought anything else apart from photo album?
Do you know what I did? I bought one more thing for the house. A couple of weeks ago, the week we didn't do the podcast, I had a bit of a rubbish week. And I definitely got quite involved with some retail therapy, which I wouldn't normally do in times of sadness. But it really helped. And I bought a lamp.
Oh, I know the one. Do tell everyone.
Oh, I bought an Oliver Bonus lamp that I saw at the press day, which was it January? Was it?
It was in the past. That's all I know.
In the past. And it's got this really gorgeous corally pink base and a scalloped kind of, almost like, it looks a bit like, from the top, it looks like a flower-shaped kind of shade, but it's absolutely beautiful. And I've been waiting for it to come online. And I didn't really have anywhere that could go perfectly, but I've been thinking about it and checking in on it like every week to see whether it would come in, and it came in and I didn't get it and I was thinking about it still, so I bought it. And oh, honestly, it's the missing puzzle piece.
I love it because I do find with home things you can't really impulse purchase. Like, I've done it in the past and I've regretted it. And I was thinking about this because you go from like, or I did, went from student where you kind of buy everything quite cheaply just because you need it. And then that stuff breaks because it's cheap and it's not very good. And then you try and like put everything together. And I don't know, I think it just has to be a slow process with doing the house.
Oh, enormously.
Otherwise you can end up wasting money and getting things you don't need.
Oh yeah, like, even when we first moved in, there are things that I do really like in a house, but I think had I thought about it a bit more, I probably have done something differently. But I think we're just so excited to just fill a space up that you just think, well, I'll get that. And now I'm kind of looking at things thinking, okay, well, we can, you know, swap that out eventually because it's not totally right. And I mean, things take time. I think your taste changes and trends change. So it gives you a bit more of a perspective on things, I think.
The lamp is the connector.
Oh, yeah. We really needed a lamp in our dining room because we've only got big lights in there. And I think we both know how we feel about that.
Say no more.
I know. That is every reason to justify it, if ever there was one.
Where have you put it? In the corner near the window? Is that where it stays?
That's where it is at the moment, on top of the kind of the bar cart that's very inactive. Yeah, no, I really like it there. I'm not sure whether we'll change it eventually, but I don't know. There's plenty of places for it to circuit at the moment, which I'm very happy with.
I saw it on your Instagram stories and I was like, I do not need another lamp. Like, I just don't. I don't need one. And I did see them at the press day and I was like, I love you, but I don't need another lamp.
I mean, I won't be a bad influence, but she's a good one.
No, I don't. And I'll tell you for why, because I've got a lamp in my office that is actually sat as an ornament at the moment. It's an old one my nana gave me. And so if I did need another lamp, I'd just plug that in somewhere. So yeah. But I'm glad that you're enjoying it.
Thanks very much.
What a level of maturity I'm at where I'm like, I don't need that.
We are very mature. That is us.
And on that note, on confirming how intellectual and mature we are, we're going to sign off. Next week we will have a guest, fingers crossed. But thank you so much for listening, and thank you for all your lovely feedback on the episode with Lucy Sheridan as well. And I promise I won't mention Lucy's name again on the podcast because I feel like I've been name dropping her. Like, we're friends, you know.
We get it, Charlotte, you're friends. No, she's wonderful. We'll maybe name drop her once next week. Let's cut it down.
As always, the conversation continues. I think I heard that on morning TV once. In our Facebook
and you're like, that works well.
I'm having that. facebook.com/groups/thefringeofit. And if you'd like to subscribe on iTunes, that helps other people find the podcast.
Have a wonderful week and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.